This is the Word and the Walk podcast, pursuing faithfulness to Christ while being grounded in biblical truth.
All right, well, we are back together. Tom Tyler and I are here, and we had some exciting developments for Gilbert Bible Church this last Sunday. When we planted, we had two elders, and Tyler, you were an elder intern, starting your internship at our beginning as a church. And this last Sunday, we shared with the body that Kenny Sitton is beginning an elder internship at Gilbert Bible Church. So that is our first internship post-plant for us as a church. And we want to take some time today to talk about why an internship. Why have we chosen to do that? It's an internship, something similar to an internship or a residency where a man can serve alongside of us. And really the heart of it stems from 1 Timothy 5, where Paul gives Timothy the instruction, do not lay hands upon anyone too hastily and thereby share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourself free from sin. We want to be careful to not rush into laying hands on a man as an elder. We want to be intentional. We want a man's character and equipping to be tested, his skills as a shepherd to be tested, and want to be careful with that, intentional with that. Tom, talk a little bit about an elder internship. What does that look like practically for us at Gilbert Bible Church?
I think I would maybe even start with what it's not. It's not, we wonder if somebody's a shepherd. An elder intern is already shepherding in mm-hmm. the roles where they're at. They're already being set apart in how they care for people in their sphere. So when you think of an intern, this isn't like we're just checking this out and I'm wondering. The intern has already, the body's not going to be surprised because they're already seeing them just caring so well for others in their sphere.
Yeah.
So as we think about being pastor elders in elder internship, we're just now taking another step to something that's already clear to many in the body.
Yeah. Yeah, you watch a man serving day in, day out, week in, week out, within the body. How is his love for people, love for Jesus, love for truth manifesting itself in his influence of care within the spheres that he's serving? And you watch that, you see that. It's obvious, not only to the elders, but to the body as well.
Absolutely.
They notice a man like that. And as a man is functioning in that way, as his desire may be honing in or increasing or developing for the work, well, how do you go about as a church testing that, caring for a man in that, developing that? And that's what our internship hopes to help, is that as a man is kind of rising to that kind of service into that kind of character, how do you give him opportunity alongside of the elders to both be tested further and grow in that?
Yeah, it brings me back to where I started. It's what the internship is not. This isn't like we just need to see if he's a fit mm-hmm. with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is more, is this a fit in his season of life?
Mm-hmm.
We see godly character as we look at an intern, that we see what Scripture lays out in 1 Timothy 3 for the qualifications, the characteristics of the elder. So this isn't like, well, let's just see if he's a fit. This is just truly, is this a blessing in this season of life for the man?
Yeah. So, you know, that talk about fit is interesting because a lot of churches, they have very clearly defined titles: senior pastor, executive pastor, lead pastor, associate pastor, and they might bring in an internship in some sort of paid ministry position or something along those lines. That's not really what we're talking about. Our pastor elder model is different than that necessarily. Some churches have pastors which are the paid staff, and then they have elders, which function in a volunteer or lay capacity. That's not really how we function. We believe from Scripture that a pastor is an elder is a pastor, an overseer is an elder. These are all synonyms for the same office.
Right.
And some pastors may be compensated by the church, especially those who labor in the teaching, preaching of God's word. And some may be compensated, some may not, but all pastors are shepherds.
Right. And, you know, using that as a thought, I recognize that some elder pastors may be tent makers, as Scripture would call. The other churches might call it a lay elder.
Right.
But this is more about the amount of time they can dedicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, as we look at it, there's not, you have to put in 10 hours a week, you have to put in 20 hours a week. We're sensitive to the ebb and flow of each man's life,
mm-hmm.
and what amount of space that the Lord has allowed him in this season. But the role is equally important.
Mm-hmm.
There's an equality, regardless if it's somebody being compensated or if somebody's a tent maker,
yeah.
and doesn't have the same type of availability.
Yeah. Yeah, the church should be about reproduction, about growth, both spiritually, but also in drawing in disciples, seeing people come to the Lord. And with that, you need shepherds. And if your desire is reproduction, to see churches planting churches, you need to be equipping men for the work of service. We want to see Gilbert Bible Church last far beyond us, which requires intentionality of discipling and training men for pastoral ministry, which is absolutely crucial. Talk a little bit about when do we decide to add to the elder board? Are there certain, we see this gap in ministry, we got to go get a guy? Is there a cap for the sake of efficiency? Tom, I'd love to hear you talk about that, because I know your answer.
It truly has nothing to do with gap or a need for ministry. What it truly is we see the person where they're at, already shepherding, and we just are inviting them in to shepherd at this level with us.
Alongside the elders.
Yeah, just alongside. It's not like we just need to go find somebody to take care of the family ministry. No, we see an individual that we do believe God has gifted and is blessing, and you see the evidence is God's grace, and we want to minister with them.
So let me ask you this. If a man was qualified, had the desire, and had the capacity, would you have a category where you'd go, yeah, but you know, we're a small church and we've got X amount of elders. We don't want to lose the efficiency. Why not? What about things got to get done, Tom?
It's not about efficiency. It's about caring for souls.
Amen.
And the more we have caring for souls, the better we are equipped to care for souls.
Yeah. Amen. And that's what
And
yeah.
at the same time, we need our souls cared for. You know, amen. We're a blessing to, I need my pastors.
Yeah.
I need my pastors giving oversight to my life. I need my pastors, my elders speaking into my life.
Yep. And I appreciate that. It is not a way of thinking that I want to adopt, that we are trying to get things done and we need to figure out how to do it efficiently. We are trying to, as you said, to care for souls. And if a man's qualified and if a man has a desire and a man has a capacity to care for souls, we trust the Lord with the addition to making decisions together as a church and trust the Lord that that's his desire for the body to be able to be cared for.
You know, it's interesting you say that, and just kind of on a practical sense, at Gilbert Bible Church, as we invite Kenny into the internship process, we have to do our elder meetings in a different way to accommodate. So if it were about efficiency, we would say, well, it won't work. Kenny's got this particular job that doesn't get him free at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Well, that's would be foolishness.
Yeah.
We need to adjust to accommodate each other.
Yep.
So it's not about efficiency.
Yeah. Yep. And I think that not everybody understands, as elders, we work under unanimity. So major decisions within the church have to come through the agreement of all elders, either to the affirmative or the negative. And so we believe that the unity of the church will only rise to the unity of the elders. And
that's
so there
right.
is protection and safety for the body that we, as we set the direction, as we set ministry, as we make decisions for the body, that we are unified together in that. And we'll take whatever time is necessary. That's a huge benefit. And we believe that benefit of unity among the elders, not majority, but unity among the elders, serves the body even at the cost of potential efficiency, and oftentimes is a means of God's protection from hasty decisions. And if the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that's in me, that's in you, Tom, that's in Tyler, that's in Kenny, if the same Spirit is at work, then we can labor to get to unity on the various decisions that we have to make for the body.
Absolutely.
And that'll be a blessing to the body. Talk a little bit. So an internship serves Gilbert Bible Church different than just appointing a man to the office immediately. Tyler, talk a little bit. What is the process for becoming an intern?
Mm-hmm.
And then what does it look like once you are made an intern? How do you function? How will Kenny be functioning alongside of us? What will he be doing? What won't he be doing?
Yeah. So in the same way that we said the internship isn't primarily to evaluate whether a man is a shepherd, he's already doing the work of shepherding and has the desire to care for people.
That's right.
It's not the primary means of evaluating character either.
Hmm.
I think it does reveal character,
mm-hmm.
and provide just a help in that. But we have asked a man at this point entering into an elder internship to fill out an application, which is pretty lengthy.
Understatement.
Book.
50 pages, something like that.
Yep. But it works through 1 Timothy 3 and Titus and those qualifications that are listed there. It provides a man an opportunity to just prayerfully consider how has the Lord been working in each of these areas? Where do I need to grow in each of these areas? You have to give yourself a rating on a scale of 1 to 7.
Seven, yeah. Most holy. Most holy.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And then your wife gets to evaluate those same things for you.
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity for children to the extent that they are capable and able to evaluate you, to just give their thoughts, their feedback. What is dad's influence in the home spiritually? How does he lead us?
Mm-hmm.
How does he set the temperature of the home?
Mm.
Too cold?
That's great.
And then upon that evaluation, we meet with the man to discuss those things. There's also a theological component, doctrines of the church, convictions of the church. We ask a question: what would you change about Gilbert Bible Church? And want to hear that feedback. We want to hear: do you love the church?
Yeah.
And God's design for the church. We meet with the man individually and just get to ask questions about his application, about his season of life, and how he sees the internship playing out. We meet with the man and his wife together and get to ask those same questions and hear any concerns, hear any questions A question that I love asking both of them is, were there any questions that we should have asked? were there any questions that you wish we would have asked? That is super, super helpful. And then upon the elders being in unanimous agreement, we appoint a man, an elder intern. That's announced to the body like it was this past weekend. And we begin a process of at least 1 year where the man is serving alongside the elders, really in the capacity of shepherding alongside the elders, being at elder meetings, participating in elder meetings, not just viewing what's going on, but active engagement in those meetings and active engagement in shepherding the body, with the caveat that they don't have a vote yet because they haven't been officially made an elder. So they're shepherding alongside the elders, but don't have a final vote in a decision.
Yeah. I'm really grateful for the process in what it affords a man to take personal inventory of where God's grace is evident in his life and where he yet still needs to grow. But then the internship also serves to let those things be fleshed out over time as you're rubbing shoulders with one another, working through the various issues within the church. There's a unique weight that being a shepherd affords a man, that brings to a man's life. And there, you can't just always completely see how that's going to come out in advance. There are things that come out in those meetings that are just hard to see otherwise. And that's why Paul's instruction to let a man first be tested, I think, is really insightful. A qualified elder is an invaluable gift to a church. An unqualified elder is a huge threat and detriment. It's very sobering. And as ones who are called to the appointing of an elder, the elders appoint other elders, to lay hands too quickly on a man and put that weight of responsibility of shepherding and give him that authority within the church. Obviously, God is the one who ultimately appoints, but there is a stewardship there. If we do that too quickly, we share in their sins. And so to be intentional and careful and methodical in how we go about this and to watch a man function alongside of the elders, function within the church without yet having the full weight of that authority and responsibility, we think there's prudence there. There's wisdom there. There's protection for the man and there's protection for the body. We also get to watch how the weight of that shepherding responsibility impacts that man, but that man's impact on his home. And there's opportunity to hear from his family along the way. How is this going? How are you doing? A reality is it's a lot more comfortable. It's a lot easier to appoint a man to the office than to remove a man from the office. And so carefulness there is definitely for the benefit. So this next year we'll have Kenny, minimum of a year is what we've chosen. To watch a man function, you'll see Kenny participating in other activities, things like elder prayer, elder meetings. He'll be a part of those. I'm sure there'll be other ways where that comes out. What is kind of the process at the end of the internship? How do we work through that? What are we hoping to see over the course of the year? What kinds of things, not necessarily Kenny specific, but what kinds of things might cause us to extend an internship, or what might cause us to end an internship without moving forward toward being an elder? And this is not Kenny specific, this is just generally speaking.
That's great. Because of the weightiness, I think one of the things that has played out that you do see is you see a growing humility in the man.
Mm.
And I'm thinking back when I first became an elder 27 years ago, in my opinion, the first 3 years, I knew nothing. And there is just a process of spiritual growth, of just even spiritual growth of how that impacts the home, how that impacts, for me, I was a tent maker, how that impacts me making a living to support my, so that there are so many factors that are on one side. But on the flip side of it, though, and I already see this in Kenny, but you would want to see in the intern, is just a desire and a heart that shepherds people, that just cares about other people's holiness, and just wants to be God's instrument in that growth.
Yeah. Yep, that's great. So we're watching for that. The way that we go about it towards the end of the internship, we do another character evaluation, another opportunity on the back end of a year of serving in that capacity. How's the wife doing? What's her assessment of her husband? What are the kids' thoughts again? And then if the elder intern desires to move forward, if the elders are in agreement about moving forward, then we would present that man for a month to intentionally... We want feedback from the body the whole time. If somebody has concerns, if they see something, we want those to be brought to his attention, to our attention. But that last month is an opportunity to hear from the body specifically what they're seeing. It's not a congregational vote, but we're intentionally specifically seeking feedback because we recognize there's limitations to what each of us can see. Yeah. And so that feedback is helpful. And then if everybody's in agreement, then we would move forward. Some of the things that might keep us from moving forward, just season of life. Somebody might find at the end of a year, they just don't have the desire. They're selfless. Maybe they fit more of a deacon area of leadership in the church. They're qualified in character, but they may just decide, this isn't a season where I want to bear the weight of that responsibility. That's okay. So there's a number of different reasons. Qualification issue might come up. Things that couldn't be revealed otherwise might be revealed. There might be not a glaring disqualification, but there might be an area in a man's life where we want to see more maturing for the needs within the body to be able to serve and be above reproach in those different areas. So there's a multitude of reasons on why a man may not move forward, and not all is doom and gloom. Sometimes it's really good, appropriate reasons. And that's kind of how it works for us. And then a man would be appointed an elder if everybody agrees, and he would assume the official role and the official tasks within that. It's a joy. I was telling a friend of mine, this was years and years ago, well, maybe close to two decades ago, probably 15 years ago, something like that. I was telling him about the elder review process that we have, where it's similar. You go through the qualifications and evaluate yourself. We don't hold once qualified, always qualified. We could become unqualified in a moment. And so that kind of ongoing evaluation care is important. And I was going through the elder, maybe it was the initial evaluation or the initial, and he was just baffled by it. He says, that sounds horrible. Couldn't you just say whatever you thought they want to hear? And I'm like, yeah, you could. And it was a sincere question. The man's a godly man and very sweet, but he just didn't have a context for how extensive the process was. I said, but couldn't you just say what you want to say? And I said, well, yeah. And if so, then your conscience should be burdened that if you're filling in the answers with what you know they want to hear, you shouldn't be eldering. There's fear of man. Yeah. There's manipulation. There's deceit right from the get-go. But what it allows you to methodically, intentionally, deliberately weigh your life against Scripture, if your desire is usefulness and holiness, that's a gift. That's a blessing. And I've found that to be true. Every time I've gone through the formal evaluation process, every time I've gone through it, I've only been blessed to hear encouragement, to hear admonishment, to hear, you know, where the areas that I need to grow and where the areas God's grace is evident and working has only been a blessing. And so I'm thankful for the process.
I am as well.
And I'm excited to see what God is going to do in Gilbert Bible Church through Kenny's ministry. But also, if you're listening to this, you're a part of Gilbert Bible Church, pray for your elders. Pray for their qualification. Pray for Kenny in this process. And pray that God would raise up more qualified men.
Amen.
And if you are listening and you have a desire, if you sense a desire for pastoral ministry, there's always a tension that you don't want to advocate for yourself in arrogance. And it can be, and you should be able to voice that desire to your elders and have very frank conversations about what that would look like to grow. Where do you need to grow? How do you need to grow? What might that look like to pursue eldering at Gilbert Bible Church? We're not put off or afraid of those kinds of conversations. And we just want you to know we are accessible and eager to talk through those things if that would be a blessing to you. Any other thoughts, guys?
No, it's great talking about our pastor-elder intern model and how we do this.
Yep. Amen. Thankful for you, men. Thankful to get to pastor with you. And like I said, eager to see how the Lord will continue to use Kenny in this next year in this internship.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Word and the Walk podcast. The Word and the Walk podcast is a ministry of Gilbert Bible Church. For more information, please visit our website at gilbertbible.com.